going back in history, records, particularly by Mr. Gurney, a lot of the finds were found originally through the sand quarrying, because when they were digging the sand quarries, mostly by hand in those days, rather than by machine, if there was anything there, for instance, pottery, a burial urn, it was quite likely, because they were digging by hand, they'd find it. And the local antiquarians, like Mr. Gurney, for instance, went round to the sand pits and got known to the workmen. So if they found anything, they'd get in touch with him. He would then rush down to the quarry, pick up what they found, and record it. Mostly the things he found, as far as I'm concerned, are lost. I don't know where they are. It'd be very interesting to know and do some more research to see if you could track down some of these items. But as far as I know, most of them were lost. But I really followed on that, and where there were sand workings, for instance, again, at Stone Lane, I made a point of going up there, getting permission from the people working the quarry, and then walking around the edge of the quarry from time to time to see what I could find. And it was as a result of that, I found this occupation site at Stone Lane Quarry, which otherwise would have been quarried away. It is now quarried away. Mm. The site is completely gone. The only evidence that it was there is what I found. A lot of Iron Age pottery, some very good quality Iron Age pottery, and also a hearth with a lot of burning, showing that there was... I don't think it was a furnace where they were... It wasn't hot enough for a furnace. It was probably a hearth where they were cooking food or some domestic activity like that. It probably was a village, but I found no actual evidence of... any buildings. I didn't find any post holes, for instance, which could have been a formed structure. The only structure I did find was a hearth, but there was a lot of pottery around there, various types of pottery, so it would indicate they'd been there for some time, and most probably occupation took place there. But unfortunately, it was quarried away, and it was not possible to do a large-scale excavation to find out more about it. The things I've found, I've written up reports which have been published in various journals. The actual finds, most of those I have in my possession, they're boxed up and labelled and bagged up. So at some stage, I want to make sure they're curated in a museum or a store properly.